For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady.
Arugula, carrots, and then we're actually in some of our high tunnels.
A little over a year ago, South Carolina Public Radio toured City Roots, the state's first urban farm. Here's co-owner Eric McClam.
We also host events here on the farm, which we do down the center of the farm. And we have three full-size greenhouses, about 10,000 square feet.
The farm sits on 3 acres in the Rosewood community in Columbia. There are microgreens, an aquaponics tilapia tank, perennials, bees, even farm chickens. The goal is to promote sustainable living through food, education, and events like Operation Harvest 2017.
Christian Nemi, chef, owner of Bourbon and Farm to Table Event Company.
At his restaurant on Main Street in Columbia, Nemi explains how he and another chef,
Brandon Velli from Juniper,
both military veterans, decided to create an event that would support farmers who were also veterans.
There, he called me one day and said, hey, would you be interested in doing an event to benefit veterans? And I was like, funny you called. I was thinking about that exact same thing.
Velli served in the Marines, Nemi the Army. At their brainstorming meeting, they decided,
well, we focus on what we do and who supplies us with our product. So let's do something for an organization that benefits veterans who go into farming.
The two decided to support the Farmer Veteran Coalition. The California-based nonprofit works to assist military veterans embarking on careers in agriculture. It's endorsed by 15 state departments of agriculture, including South Carolina's. Nemi says the Operation Harvest meal will be made from ingredients sourced from veteran-owned farms in the area.
And we're trying to source as many products as we can from veteran-owned farms. The problem is right now is that a lot of them haven't been identified.
South Carolina has about 25,000 farms. That's according to the State Department of Agriculture. Nemi says he's only learned about a few that are veteran-owned.
I don't think they know to list themselves as veteran-owned. We're reaching out to them and trying to get as much as we can from them. But like most of our harvest dinners, everything will be sourced from the state of South Carolina.
The dinner will be a 4-course meal, and much like their time in the military, the chefs will work together to prepare the feast.
So we have the two of us, Anthony DiBernardo from Swig and Swine in Charleston. We've got Jeff Bannister, who's well-known for Bovinoche. He's the guy that cooks whole cows. We've got Garrett Berry from Il Giorgione. We have John Sheen, who is at the Citadel in their food services department. We've got a wide array of other veteran chefs that are going to come and help out. Henry Griffin down at Divino and the Kingsman, a couple other guys. Hector Sanchez, who used to work for me here. So they're coming out of the woodwork. Every time we turn around, I'm getting a text from another vet saying, hey, I'll come help.
Each course will be paired with wines donated and represented by another veteran, Greg Gutierrez of Crimson Wine Group. All proceeds will go to help veteran farmers.
It's an opportunity for us to give back to our fellow military veterans in a way that really kind of feels way more natural and comfortable to us, because we're chefs. We're all sustainable chefs who look for products from South Carolina and the surrounding states.
For military veterans who would like to join in the festivities and dine under the backdrop of the state's first urban farm, Nemi says,
all you have to do is send an email to info@bourboncolumbia.com with the name, rank, and branch. We'll get back in touch with them.
The first annual Operation Harvest takes place on Tuesday, May 2nd, in Columbia. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady.